It is Wednesday morning, Margaret, and that means we always check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Give us the weather report.
I am fine. If having a cold makes you fine, I am very fine.
No, I wasn't going to say anything when I picked up the phone to talk to you this morning, but you sounded a little differently. Did Ellettsville or anybody you've seen this morning have any issues with weather yesterday?
I have not seen anything other than out my back door, and I see that my table and umbrella and everything is over on top of my bushes, which
That's
I
right.
hope it doesn't destroy my pretty bushes about going to be blooming soon. So at any rate, I haven't left the house because I didn't think I should go breathe on everybody.
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you.
Yeah, but if we would all just stay home and get well, maybe we would quit passing this around. But, so I don't know what's happened in town, Alex, so I have not heard so far.
Well, that's good because usually bad news travels faster than sometimes good news, and sometimes no news is better than anything at all. So we hope everybody is safe after last night. Ton of pollen all over the place. That's so weird to say on March 1st.
I've got daffodils blooming in my front yard, so.
Right.
But before we get too far into what we're going to get into this morning, we'd like to remind folks, and again, we deal with county, city, government, we deal with annexation, all this stuff with Marty on Wednesday mornings. Van Buren Township is hosting a public meeting concerning annexation coming up this Saturday, March 4th, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Monroe County Fairgrounds in the auditorium. Folks from the county commissioners, county council, city council, and Van Buren Township trustee Rita Barrow will all be there. Thank you, Rita, for passing that note along to us. Marty, I thought I saw a legal notice out that the county council will be there. I think you have to put one of those out so you can have, multiple people, quorum status or whatever it is. So they're letting folks know that. So this should be, again, another step in getting some of these questions answered in an issue that's affecting a lot of people.
Right. They did go ahead and advertise that so that all of us could go. Doesn't mean that all of us will be there or even if any of us will be there, but I certainly plan to be there, and I think others will be as well, because each and every one of these presentations will bring news to the public, and that's what we're trying to do. Get the right news out there, get people involved, and then the decision makers will make their decision. But if we do not become involved, then we shouldn't wake up and be surprised when it has already happened. One of the presentations that was made at the one in Perry Clear Creek, Jeff McKim made a presentation about how it would affect different tax rates and so forth, which it shows in Richland Township there will be a 40.9% increase in the tax rates. Now, that just really relates to if you are going to be annexed. If you're in Richland Township, how much additional taxes you would have to pay. For instance, in Richland Township, if you have an assessed value of $200,000, you would normally have to pay the difference between what was actually due, but because you've hit that circuit breaker, because our tax rates are higher there in Richland Township, you would not have to pay $407 of what would have been due. So it is a loss of $407, most of which will be a loss to our school system over there. So that is a big part of what I think people are interested in. They want to know not just how it's going to affect their property taxes, but how is it going to affect the different units that they pay taxes for. Is it going to affect their school system or their library? And remember, we all pay the same library tax rate throughout the county. Part of what the presentation does show. Now, these are all estimated numbers. We don't
have the
exact numbers from our the people that we are paying to put these numbers together. But because there is a certain amount of a way that you can come up with numbers, it looks like as if the county's loss in our income tax will be by year two will be about $1 million just in that regular 1% income tax. And then on our public safety tax, there'll be another loss of about $300,000+. Now, maybe if you're listening to this, you may say, well, this should make no difference to me. But my concern is that what will have to happen is there will be a massive scramble to figure out how there'll be an additional tax put on people to make up for this loss, because the city doesn't pay for courts or the jail or so forth, all of those expenses.
Is that the law of unintended consequences that's going to come along with this?
Oh, right. And we understand that here's the difference. For years, annexation took place, and that was that people just expected that annexation would take place. But what makes it so different now than it has for decades is because we have this circuit breaker, which says we're on this frozen levy. You can only raise your taxes so much every year from 1 year to the next. And because of the circuit breaker, if you hit more than 1% of what the assessed value is, you can't collect it. No one else can collect it. The property owner doesn't have to pay it. So that's the reason why the city has to collect more assessed value, because let's think about when we should have saw this coming. Remember a year and a half ago or so when the city put together this huge super TIF, and they put the same huge area together that said all of the increases in assessed value in this area, we're not going to share with everybody else. We're going to keep it right here and use it just for this area. And that's part of how they're going to pay for that big park that they're building. Well, then we should have recognized that they were going to have to do something to grow their assessed value in the rest of it, in the rest of the area that was outside of that TIF, because if your assessed value doesn't grow to the same amount as you're spending, then you're going to end up hitting those tax caps at some point in time. You're going to hit that circuit breaker. So I do believe that even back when they did that, they knew that this was a part of the plan to come out into the county and pull in more of the assessed value. They really had to do something to grow their assessed value. So, I mean, that's just all a supposition. Then I'm looking back and thinking, where should we have known this was coming? In fact, I was on the radio on last Friday, and when the deputy mayor said that this had been planned for more than a year, so that made me think that this perhaps was a part of the plan then. Now, if it was a part of the plan for more than a year, and we were not notified, the county wasn't, so they knew this the whole time we were out there saying to the public, hey, let's everybody kick into the public safety taxes. We're going to need it. And now the city will get such a huge portion share of it. Now, if everybody gets the same services, oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to try to get through this without coughing.
Take a drink. Take your time.
The important thing, it seems to me, is that people receive services in a cost-efficient manner, and that it's open and transparent, and that we're not paying double taxes for the same kind of services that we might already be receiving. So in the end, I really think the citizens need to look at what services am I not receiving right now that I'm pleased with, that I really want the city to come out and annex me and I'll be willing to pay. And perhaps if you're right on top of that city line, it's going to be a lot harder for you to make your case. But if you're setting out into the hinterlands where you're really out on acreage, I think that would be very difficult to do. And if you saw the article in the paper today from the mayor, it made it clear when you read between the lines, there's no guarantee you're going to get transportation from Bloomington Transit out there. And that's something else that he had.
Well, let me read the paragraph. I have it right in front of me. I'll let you catch your breath. Urbanizing areas are typically brought into city limits in order to receive the benefits of consistent police, fire, and water utility services, sanitation and recycling, road construction and maintenance, park amenities and programming, trails, sidewalks, overall planning, and more. Bloomington Transit would likely, there's that what Marty's talking mm-hmm. about, would likely adjust routes to offer services to new areas. In addition, the proposed citywide high-speed broadband service could be available in these areas.
Devil's in the details there, folks. Most likely and could. It's not the same as we shall.
I don't get it. I mean, what I'm hearing from the folks who are in these areas to be annexed, most of them, they're like, my services really aren't going to change any. Why would I want to pay the extra taxes to be inside the city limits?
And many of them, either the developers as they were building the neighborhood or whatever, perhaps have already signed off on that. That will be the difference. We've been told that they have already have a certain number of people have signed off on waivers. So, but that's not, I do not believe that will be the case in the northern part of the county. I would want to call your attention. It looks as if you're in Perry Township, you'll see an increase in your tax rates at 53.77%. Now, that's a pretty big increase. Now, once again, we're just talking about examples here of what we think it might be.
And, Marty, have you talked to anybody who's actually looked at the amount of people who have signed waivers and those who haven't in these various areas? Because I've been told by a friend of mine who looked at these pretty extensively that it's almost impossible the way that they set up these various districts to remonstrate against this.
Well, and it depends on really the total number that have signed up. And you can go to their website and you can look your name up and you can see whether or not there has been a waiver signed for your particular property. If you are in Perry Township, just for people who have, they say, I don't care about the tax rates or anything, just tell me what my taxes are going to be. They want to know what's a dollar amount. And so let's say if you have a $200,000 house and you're in Perry Township, and you've got this house that you've already been told the value on that is $200,000. And if you have your mortgage deduction and your homestead deduction and all of these things, then it appears that what your taxes would be after annexation would go from $1,270 up to $1,952.
That's just a one-time cost, right?
No, that goes on forever.
Sorry, I want people to hit them in the face with that until they understand that. That's
forever.
Yeah, that's
$683 on a $200,000 house. And let me tell you what, in Perry Township, that doesn't mean you've got a mansion. That prices of homes are not inexpensive. But let's say if you have a $100,000 house, let's take it down to that. Let's say if you have a very modest entry-level
home. Yeah, around $350 a year in taxes almost.
The taxes for a $100,000 home is going to go up $234. So it go up another $234
right.
From $434 to $668. Now, once again, these are examples and with the best of numbers. And I'm telling you what, Jeff McKim did a yeoman's job on this because we worked together on numbers and so forth. And he just kept working. I don't know. He must have spent a lot of nights staying up, putting all these numbers together and making nice charts for everybody to take a look at. If you're in one of those higher-end homes, if you're in Bloomington Township, and it's, let's say, you've got a half-million-dollar house, and you don't even have a mortgage deduction, it's showing that your taxes would only go up $103 because $581 of that would be a part of the circuit breaker loss, which would be lost but in large part to the school, some to the library, some to the county. But the reason why it didn't go up any more than that in just 1 year is because it had already received that huge tax increase because of that Northern Monroe Fire Territory. So if that fire territory hadn't already bumped up their taxes, then it would have been an even greater amount. So this, a lot of things still have to be worked out.
Now, you have a study that you're commissioning. Where are we on that? Who's doing that?
Right. They've said that'll be 2 or 3 weeks away, okay. And people are just clamoring for more information now. And so these are absolute estimates of using numbers that we are aware of now and pulling numbers out.
Yeah, but don't write them down in permanent marker, please.
Right. These numbers could change and it will change if the city council would decide not to take in all of the areas that they've talked about,
right,
or cut down on the amount, because that will change the assessed value. It will change a lot of the numbers that we arrived at this with. However, what we remember is they also determined that they were going to use that, I believe it was 28%, revenue, believing they were going to get a 28% increase. But what if the state says, no, we're not going to allow you to have that? We're going to bump you back down to that. It was either 13 or 14% that they would automatically get. Well, then what kind of services are going to be reduced? All of it together means that there's going to be a lot of changes in the services that you receive. I know that in certain areas of this county, they're already discussing putting together another fire territory, and that's in that Richland area because, and I'm not telling any secrets, that's already been discussed in public. So that would be an additional tax on all of the citizens who are not being annexed, because those townships are still responsible for providing fire protection. So if you're not annexed, and you're sitting there thinking, well, that they missed me on this one, you're still going to have to pay something for that
yeah.
fire protection.
Nobody's getting out of here alive, are they?
No, and, you know, it just, we do have to work together on this, but I also know that our first obligation really is to think about the people we represent, how this is going to affect them, and not just in the amount of the additional taxes they'll pay, but what's going to happen when they have counted on services that there will no longer be dollars for that service that they count on now. There might be other services provided by the city, whether or not that homeowner wanted those other services. But the city has said, look, we're not going to force you to take some of these services. So perhaps they won't be putting sidewalks everywhere. Maybe there's not going to be streetlights everywhere. Maybe there's not going to be sewer everywhere. So that ought to be very clear, too, because if you are forced to hook onto sewer, if you have a failure of your septic system, and they say, okay, now you're going to have to hook onto sewer, that's going to be a very expensive proposition for that homeowner to try to get those sewer lines up to their house. Out in the country where that could be a very long way, might have to have pump stations and so forth. So these are things people are concerned about.
And they'll have a chance to hear more about it. The Van Buren Township Trustee, Rita Barrow, is putting together an event 2 to 4 at the Monroe County Fairgrounds in the auditorium this Saturday, 2 to 4, 2 to 4, 2 to 4. What time is that, Margaret? 2 to 4? 2 to 4,
I heard.
County
on
commissioners,
Saturday.
County council,
Saturday.
City council, and Van Buren Township Trustee Rita Barrow will be there to answer the questions. Don't forget, the city is going to do information sessions March 20th through the 25th. You can find all of this information, parcel by parcel stuff, at bloomington.in.gov/annex. Marty, feel better, and we'll get caught up with you next Wednesday.
Thank you.